Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It was about this time last year that we were becoming conscious of the pandemic which has plagued us ever since. It seems that the number of deaths in our own country is a little short of 500,000. In a sense, one might speak of this whole world as an enormous graveyard. And as we begin this holy season of Lent, we are taken back to the beginning of the human story by means of the words spoken and the ashes imposed on our foreheads. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. In the book of Genesis, we read that in the beginning God created everything, and that everything he had created was very good. The crown of his creation were our first parents, and he placed them in a beautiful garden where there was perfect peace and joy and nothing to disturb them. They lived in blissful communion with their Maker. But God did give them one commandment, not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But prompted by Satan, they found their desire for that tree and for its fruit irresistible. Although God had told our first parents that should they eat of that fruit, they would die, Satan, being a liar from the beginning, whispers, "You won't die. God knows that when you eat it, you'll be like God. Like God in knowing good and evil," as if to say, "Never mind what God says. Far from dying, you'll become just like God, in that you, like him, will yourselves become judges of good and evil." And so, prompted by the whisperings of Satan, not even paradise was enough for our first parents. They were not content to be the creatures of a good and loving Creator, rejoicing in communion with him, every need supplied, and thanksgiving their constant prayer. Satan, the father of lies, sowed suspicion in their hearts, the suspicion that God was keeping something back from them, and that this fruit would tell them what it is and make them godlike. And so they ate, and by that eating broke communion with God and plunged themselves and all humanity into the misery of sin and death. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. That great father of the church, Saint Augustine, once said, "Before God can deliver us, we must undeceive ourselves." Before God can deliver us, we must undeceive ourselves. And in this little ceremony of Ash Wednesday, we are by word and deed undeceived and learn who and what we are dying sinners. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Now, were this the whole story, it would be grim indeed. But it is not the whole story, because God's eternal Son came into this world as the second Adam to deliver us from sin, death, and Satan. There is that wonderful hymn verse by the 19th century hymn writer John Henry Newman, which says, "O loving wisdom of our God, when all was sin and shame, a second Adam to the fight and to the rescue came. O wisest love that flesh and blood, which did in Adam fail, should strive afresh against the foe, should strive and should prevail." During this Holy Lenten season, we reflect prayerfully on the cost of that great struggle. This coming Sunday, as always on the first Sunday in Lent, the Gospel reading will show us Christ triumphing over Satan after his 40-day fast in the wilderness. You might say that our first parents brought ruin on themselves by breaking their fast from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But Christ, the second Adam, keeps the fast, resisting Satan's temptation to still his hunger by turning stones into bread, remaining the humble servant of the Father, perfectly obedient to him, and perfect in love. Christ provides atonement and satisfaction for our disobedience, and so we are free from condemnation. Yes, in these Lenten days we contemplate Christ's fast, his agony of prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, his betrayal by Judas, his unjust trial before Caiaphas the high priest and Pontius Pilate the Roman governor, the bitter way of the cross, the crucifixion, death, and burial. Yes, during Lent we contemplate all of this, the cost of our redemption, and see with always wondering eyes the love of God for us, his wayward children. But of course it doesn't stop there, for the goal of our Lenten journey is not Good Friday, but Easter. The third day he rose again from the dead, ascended into heaven, and sent the Holy Spirit to gather his church out of every land and nation, proclaiming this good news and celebrating that holy sacrament wherein we receive that body which death could not hold. And so even on this first day of Lent, when we are brought back to the very beginning of the long and dreary tale of human sin, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. We also partake of that sacrament which the Church Fathers called the medicine of immortality. The medicine of immortality. That heavenly food in which we receive full and free forgiveness for all our sins, new strength for our journey, and beyond death, the promise of the kingdom of heaven. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.